Nomad, written by James Swallow and read by Colin Mace. What we got here? Bell broke the silence. People trafficking. It's not nearly enough of them for that, Marshall noted, thinking it through. Recreational supplies, maybe. For the crew. Ricks cursed softly under his breath, flipping up his NVGs, and the other men followed suit. Marshall had been to Gavin Ricks's house for dinner once or twice, and he had seen the man's pride and joy, Callie and June, his daughters, sweet girls, a pair of them, and the absolute apples of their dad's eye. The youngest ones down there on the deck had to be the same age as Ricks's daughters, and Marshall only had to look at his mission commander to know the man was thinking the same thing. Careful, said Ricks, finding the steep access steps that led down to the makeshift camp. Don't spook them. I'm calling this in, said Bell, pressing his throat mic. Mobile, Nomad 5, we have civilian contact on board. Mark's brow creased, and he leaned across the keyboard before him. Inside the hull of the ship, the radio comms were heavy with static interference. Nomad 5, clarify, you mean the crew? Negative. Bell's deep voice was firm. Could be prisoners. We're in the main hold. They've got them living down here. He shot Owen a look, but the other man shook his head. Satellite infrared isn't picking up anything. Under some kind of cover, maybe, suggested Leon. The Russian mafia use military spec diffusion material to line the boats they have for shipping in girls for the sex trade. Could be the same thing. Rix's words cut through the stale air in the back of the truck, and the mix of horror and genuine disgust in his tone gave Mark pause. They're just kids, he said. All call signs attention, a new voice sounded, and Mark looked up to see a master transmit message on the communications panel. This is Hub White. Primary objective remains the priority. Locate and isolate the device. All other concerns are secondary. Mark's throat went dry. Mobile. Copies. Copy, said Bell after a moment, and Mark could almost see the grim twist of the man's lips as he said the word.